The local motorsport enthusiasts who turned out for the Brno MotoGP at the weekend had a lot to cheer about. After his first ever first place finish in qualifying on Saturday, the Czech rider Jakub Kornfeil delighted fans with third place in the Moto3 class on Sunday afternoon. Indeed, the 25-year-old was the first Czech to reach the podium in 11 years. The dramatic race was won by Fabio Di Gian Antonio of Italy, with Spain's Aaron Carnet coming second. Kornfeil described his placing as the best result of his career, saying that third spot at home meant far more to him than topping the podium elsewhere.
I tried to kind of stretch out the final three laps. I wanted people to enjoy them and above all to enjoy them myself. When you're third, it's very easy to lose that place and finish fifth. It was important to make use of every chance to get ahead. It's a dream come true. I was waiting for this for 9 years and it has finally happened. I'm extremely pleased.
The main event on the Brno circuit, the Czech Grand Prix, was won by Andrea Dovizioso of Italy. Czech rider Karel Abraham finished 18th. Brno was celebrating its 49th Grand Prix race, making it the second oldest track to have continuously held such events behind Assen in the Netherlands. Football and the three main contenders for the Czech league title again picked up all 3 points in the weekend's third round of the league. Leaders on goal difference Slavia Prague overcame Opava 3-1, with Hushbauer's wonder goal for the winners well worth searching out. Viktoria Pilsen beat Sigma Olomouc 1-0, and Sparta Prague achieved the same score at Slovácko, with the only goal coming from recent Ghanaian signing Benjamin Tete. Sparta were in the spotlight going into the weekend after failing to reach the final qualifying round of the Europa League. In the Prague side's lineup was defender Juroš Radakovic, who had infuriated fans after giving away a penalty against Serbia's Spartak Subotica on Thursday, effectively killing that tie.
I had hardly slept for 2 days, but the main thing is we handled it today. That's life. Mistakes happen. I've had a very hard time. We were knocked out of Europe and I apologize to everybody. But it happened and we have to move on. My mother and sister came to Prague and really helped me a lot. Families are close in difficult times.
And that's all the sports news for today.